Good afternoon. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with the 2 p.m. update on Hurricane Irene. Irene is now less than 100 miles south of Norfolk, Virginia. Here's the center of the storm now, leaving Pamlico Bay, moving towards the north-northeast at 15 miles per hour. Conditions will gradually start improving here in eastern North Carolina, but deteriorating conditions, as you can see on this radar, now have reached all the way up into the upper portions of Chesapeake Bay and are now approaching southern New Jersey and Delaware, and will be getting into the Philadelphia area before this evening. We expect to have hurricane force winds and a gust of hurricane force for sure, and tropical storm force winds well inland also as the system moves in the next 12 to 24 hours through the tidewater area and then along the coast of the Delmarva. On the current forecast track, the storm will stay right on the center, will stay right on our coast through the evening tonight, and then tomorrow morning go up the coastline of the Jersey Shore and then make landfall in extreme western Long Island and move inland over New England and eventually off into Canada. Hurricane warnings remain in effect for North Carolina all the way to south of Boston. Tropical storm warnings for the rest of the U.S. coast up to Maine. And Environment Canada has issued tropical storm warnings for a portion of the adjacent areas of Quebec and, of course, Nova Scotia. Tidal storm surge of 4 to 8 feet is commonly being reported, and we're also expecting that to continue to be the threat all the way up through southern New England as the storm moves northward. Inland, the very heavy rains. We've actually had upwards of 17 inches of rain in portions of North Carolina observed already with this storm. Expect 5 to 10 inches widespread, isolated, 12 to 15 inches, maybe even a little higher, unfortunately, over the major metropolitan areas that have already had way above normal rainfall over the last month. So quite a bit of action going on with this storm. Time to be prepared. Stay where you're at. The systems will move east and move north of here, and things will improve after tomorrow. Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.